change is coming. Whether you like it or not.
This is Ed Mauger of Earlville, Pennsylvania, for the latest news from the world of radio, every Sunday morning at 10:30 on the International Radio Report on CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal and online at ckut.ca.
Welcome, everyone, to the International Radio Report for Sunday, March the 20th, 2022. My name's Sheldon, here with Jill. It is the CKUT funding drive week.
Yes, it is.
Our first show during the funding drive. We'll give you all the details on that in just a second. We are live streaming on ckut.ca, the CKUT station website. We have a Facebook group, International Radio Report. We got a lot of new members this week. We'd like to welcome Wayne, Dennis, Eric, Joseph, Assad, Ricky, Francisco, Kent, Niaz, and Rob, bringing us to 741 members. Numbers are climbing there. And our YouTube channel, if you'd like to go and listen to the show or previous shows, you can find us at youtube.com/International Radio Report. Closing in on 600 subscribers there. We currently have 595. And you can check out special editions of the show on that channel as well. Our email address is radioreport@yahoo.com if you'd like to reach us that way. So it is the CKUT funding drive. Things got underway on Thursday, March the 17th, and they will be running through March the 27th. So we have this show, and the last day of the funding drive will be our second funding drive show. This year marks CKUT's 35th birthday. It will also be our 35th birthday for the radio show. We've been there as long as CKUT has been around. They've chosen a funding drive theme this year, CKUT Till Infinity. The goal this year has been set at $35,000 in recognition of the 35th anniversary of the station. They indicate that, understanding that many are still feeling the financial burden of the pandemic, CKUT has decided on a happy medium between last year's goal and the pre-pandemic goal. CKUT is people-powered radio, not guided by corporate interests, and that is the station's strength. But it also makes it especially difficult to stay financially afloat. CKUT relies on donors like you to keep the station alive. Every program on the grid is made possible by your contributions. So there's a whole bunch of prizes available depending on the amount of the pledge you make. And we need your support to help keep the lights on and keep this type of programming going. The station would like to increase their presence out there in the diverse communities of Montreal and beyond, being available online. So the important things to remember: you can donate any amount, whatever amount you can afford. It's greatly appreciated. You can do it online. You can go to ckut.ca/donate. and make your donation online, or you can phone to the radio station, 514-907-9424 is the pledge line. Someone will take all your information about your pledge. You can do it with a credit card or by check, so check with them which preference you you want. And you can also choose from the array of gifts that they have to go along with the pledges. You could even mail to Radio CKUT, 3647 University, Montreal, Quebec, Hotel 3 Alpha 2 Bravo 3. So it's really, really important. We know some of you have already donated. Our listeners have been very generous to our show over the years. We hope you will do so again this year. So once again, ckut.ca/donate, any amount that you wish. And by phone, if you want to call directly, 514-907-9424. 9424. We'll give you those contact info again towards the end of the program.
Really important. Nowhere else except community radio like CKUT can have all the diversity of programming. And where else can a show about radio that talks about other radio stations exist than CKUT?
Yeah, not going to happen on commercial radio, that's for sure. So if you've been with us since day one, 35 years ago, or if you're a new listener and you like what you're hearing, pick up the phone or go online and make that donation to help support the radio station and keep shows like this on the air. Most important. We do want to remind you of a special document that was prepared by the Canadian International DX Club called Focus on Ukraine. It's a special report focusing on all sorts of media, including radio, dealing with the Ukraine crisis. It's available at the CIDX website. You can go to cidxclub.ca/Ukraine/, and version 1.1 of the document is there. We're going to be working on an update to that, thanks to everybody that's been sending in information about new broadcasts, special broadcast, interception of interesting communications that some people have heard, and a lot of interesting reports coming through different media outlets of the situation in Ukraine. So check cidxclub.ca/Ukraine/, and that will get you all of that information on the CIDX website.
And talking about Ukraine, we've got a really good question here, which is radio and the Ukraine crisis. Can more be done? This is a commentary by Buzz Knight, CEO of Buzz Knight Media, and that's via Radio Inc., March 14th. I woke up today, like every day, for the last 3 weeks with the crisis in Ukraine on my mind. The horrific images of destruction and the refugee crisis are forever embedded in our heads as a reminder of how fortunate we are to live in this country. Radio is always a beacon in times like this, and I wondered, even in the smallest way, how companies are trying to make a difference. I decided to do a quick review of what I could find stations are doing, even in the smallest way, of utilizing websites, real estate to promote initiatives associated with the disaster. I was prompted on this analysis when I saw the great story last week about Hubbard's Radio's KTMY-FM in Minneapolis raising over $100,000 to aid a Polish refugee relief effort. I randomly went to 20 radio station websites across the country, small, medium, and large, all formats. Only 5 stations out of 20 had any representation of efforts helping the humanitarian crisis. I was actually quite stunned as I scrolled through site after site looking for any hint of a station effort or at least a station promoting a larger effort. In only one of those instances, I saw a link to the American Red Cross and their global initiative. In none of these cases did I see an individual station such as Hobart helping the greater good of the larger cause. I found plenty of websites real estate for the latest Kim Kardashian news, but nothing for Ukraine. It seems like the population sentiment is united in horror of what is happening. Aren't local radio brands supposed to reflect the sentiment of their markets? I'm not even suggesting that on-the-air content must support one of these initiatives, even though I'm not sure why it can't. I ran one other analysis relating to this topic. Musician Billy Craig and some folks created a sweet song called Tears for Ukraine, and I wondered about airplay on a national basis. I was equally deflated when I couldn't find any airplay for the song. Once again, at the very least, websites could give this song some exposure if programmers are unwilling to play the song in rotation. Times are certainly very tough in our own country, the USA, but this crisis in Ukraine is not going away anytime soon. I believe radio can do a better job here and that radio has a heart. I appreciate you considering how to do more. That is something that is, I gotta say, difficult to understand why there isn't more support across the media. And I'd probably say the same here in Canada. If you go to the major networked stations, there isn't a lot that you'll hear about Ukraine except the news bulletins.
Yeah, I think, you know, this author of this commentary is really targeting the radio station owners. The publication Radio Inc., where the commentary appeared, reaches mass media in the United States and beyond. So I think by him doing that survey and writing this commentary, he's really pointing the finger at big broadcasters. If you look at the United States, there's only a handful of major companies that own the majority of the radio stations across the country. So I think it's really directed at them. You know, the word has to come down from the top, from the owners of the stations, you would think, to the station operators to say, hey guys, you know, you've got to put something out there. So if it's not on the air, as he said, with the survey that he did, that's probably coming from the top or not coming from the top. You know, they're just not telling them to do anything. Maybe somebody picks up the initiative on their own at a local radio station, but you would think it would be a wise thing for the big companies to put something out to all of their radio stations and say, let's put something out, even if it's only playing that song. I'm hoping that maybe in cities where there's relief efforts going on, maybe by the Ukrainian communities or things like that, that you could at least get hold of somebody from that group and interview them, put a little spot on the radio, you know, to let people in your community know that there's something going on. But I don't know, by the sound of this, at least in the U.S., it doesn't sound like that's happening, at least in, you know, a survey of stations that this gentleman did. So let's hope that, you know, gets circulated through the media, through the radio media outlets that read these reports. They're trade publications. We quote a lot of them here on the show. Radio Inc. is one, Radio World, Inside Radio. These are all big, big organizations that, you know, thousands of stations subscribe to their newsletters and their press releases and what have you. So I'm sure a lot of people saw this. So maybe they're sitting down in some boardrooms wondering, you know, what can we do now? There are stations, though, around the world doing things. And we have a couple stories today of some things happening. The first one comes from Vatican Radio. And it's via Vatican News from Mike Terry in the UK. From Monday, March 21st, Vatican Radio will increase its shortwave broadcasts to Ukraine and Russia. In addition to the two daily broadcasts, afternoon and evening, in the two languages, the morning programs to Moscow and Kyiv will last 20 minutes longer. The decision came from the head of Vatican Radio's Vatican News. He explains that it was taken with the agreement of the entire management of the Dicastery of Communication at this time when war is raging, in order to better respond to our mission to bring hope, the Pope's words, and the reading of facts through the light of the gospel to the whole world. In these past weeks, he added, thanks to a network of direct contacts that support the work of our reporters, we're trying to give comfort to those who are suffering and to ensure timely information. The frequencies for Vatican Radio, the pages and posts of Vatican News in 51 languages, including English and Italian in sign language, aimed to not leave anyone alone, even in the awareness of the power of prayer. Vatican Radio's new shortwave broadcasts until March 26th will be in Russian from 05 to 0520 UTC on 7260 and 9715, and in Ukrainian from 520 to 540 UTC on those same two frequencies, 7260 and 9715. Then on Sunday, March the 27th, the times change. And the frequencies, one of the frequencies change. The Russian will be 05 to 0520 on 7260 and 9705, and the Ukrainian broadcast 0440 to 0500 on 7260 and 9705. So you can go to vaticannews.va and find the information there about the station, about the new frequencies and broadcasts in Russian and Ukrainian.
Actually using that medium to send news where it's difficult to get the news. Vatican Radio, either English service or French service, they have a pretty nice news service, actually. And one of the rare stations that, if you want to know what's happening in Africa, they have a lot of news about that. So cool for Vatican Radio to do this.
Yeah, a lot of people might think, oh, you know, there's a lot of religious broadcasters out there, particularly coming out of the U.S. commercial stations. But Vatican Radio is a little bit more serious, I think, in that, as you said, the news department, they have a really well-established and respected news service. So, of course, there is, you know, a religious element to their broadcasts as well. But in this case, you know, it's showing some responsibility to put the special programming on the air for affected areas.
So what's happening with our sun? Well, this week we had almost every day a M flare. And so there were some shortwave disruptions because of that. Every time a flare happens, the daylight side of Earth is often affected by some shortwave fade-outs. And so it happened a few times this week. There were some geomagnetic storm watches in effect, but we didn't have much in way of any storming, except maybe one at the beginning of the week. But we're still waiting for some of the geomagnetic storming to happen with these flares. There isn't any specific coronal hole affecting us right now, so that's good news also. The solar flux hovering around 100, and with this solar activity also getting higher, it's helping out. And one of the best ways that you probably can check it out is to turn on that radio and listen.
Bonjour, vous êtes à l'écoute du International Radio Report sur CKUT. 90,3 FM à Montréal, une émission de 30 minutes tous les dimanches matins qui parle du merveilleux monde de la radio, autant international que local.
We want to remind you quickly of the funding drive going on at CKUT. Definitely love to hear from our regular listeners. A pledge of any amount is greatly appreciated. You can do it online, ckut.ca/donate, and the phone number 514-907-9424, the number to call if you want to make a direct pledge via telephone.
So we got some interesting news out of WRMI that does have quite a few things happening on their schedules. But one new broadcast that is interesting for us here in the Americas is they added Voice of Mongolia English language 30-minute broadcast on their schedule. I've actually listened to it two, three times this week. Decent signal. It happens from 0130 to 02 UTC Tuesday to Saturday. So if you're in North America, that means it's Monday night to Friday night. 5800 kilohertz. And that broadcast is actually sent, I believe, more into the Caribbean and South America, but it does give a decent signal across North America. So nice to, you know, Voice of Mongolia is a tough one on shortwave here. So having a relay of that 30 minutes in English is actually a pretty good idea. Let them know you're listening. Well, hey, there's a new relay. Take the time to send them an email to let them know you're happy that you can listen to them.
I was quite surprised to see this. You know, it's a station we don't hear much about. As you said, it's really difficult to pick up where we are. You know, they're not targeting North America, but I'd be curious to know how the decision came about of, you know, let's put our English service on a North American transmitter. It's nice to hear it, though. It's kind of an exotic sounding station as it starts up the interval theme music, and that is it's quite rare. It's something that I'm sure a lot of people have not heard before, and hear a little bit about a country that we don't hear a lot about.
And AQSL, somebody was actually saying that they had an email saying that postal service was slowly getting back to normal and that the QSL cards would be sent in the mail. So that means they're sending good old paper QSLs. Don't forget, if you write in and you do want one, you have to leave your full postal address so they can send it somewhere. Radio Exterior de España celebrates 80 years. That's pretty cool. This is by El Radio Escucha, and on March the 15th, Radio Exterior de España, REE, celebrated its 80th anniversary on March 15th, revalidating the power of the shortwave in the war in Ukraine due to the information censorship imposed by the Russian government. On March 15th, 1942, RNE broadcasts began on a regular basis on shortwave as a form of propaganda during the Franco dictatorship. 8 decades later, the International Channel of Public Radio continues to assume its mission of public service that it has entrusted by law, disseminating its content in international arena and reaching global coverage through all of those platforms in which it is possible: shortwave, internet, satellite, digital terrestrial television, digital audio broadcasting, applications for mobile phones or tablets, and smart speaker aggregators. Radio Exterior de España brings to the whole world the news and reality of our country, disseminating the Spanish position in economic or commercial relations. But above all, it is the voice of a language and culture common to 550 million people around the world, and an official language in 21 countries. Listeners value shortwave broadcasts very positively, especially the people of the Spanish fishing fleet that fishes on the high seas, since it is the only realistic and economically viable alternative they have to know the news of our country. It is also a service widely appreciated and heard by the armed forces with Spanish missions abroad, the diplomatic and consular network abroad, the Spanish Corporation, the Spanish missionaries in the world, the Spanish population abroad, Spanish speakers and foreigners interested in Spanish culture. In the digital age, the alternative to propaganda, control, or blocking of the internet and social network is shortwave. It is broadcast in the open, its reception is free and cannot be interfered with. Nor can any listener be identified, as is the case with online radio or podcasts. The last peculiarity common to all free-to-air sound broadcasting is very important in the event of armed conflict, since it can endanger a person's life simply because of the information they are receiving. The shortwave broadcasting service is far from disappearing. Quite the opposite. According to the latest available data, there are 114 shortwave stations in the EBU area. In fact, large international radio stations maintain their presence in the shortwave towards areas of strategic interests, like stations like Radio Exterior, but also BBC, Radio France International, DW, RRF, Vatican Radio, Voice of America, Radio International of China, Radio Havana, Cuba, RAE Argentina, NHK Radio Japan, Radio Taiwan International, Radio Prague, Radio Romania. In the middle of the era of the internet, satellites, and social networks, shortwave radio from Radio Exterior de España is very useful to exercise the democratic commitment of the dissemination of contrasted, serious, truthful, and honest information. Its 80 years of history prove this, placing it in a very favorable situation to continue fulfilling in the future a mission that no other station in our country can perform, not only in Spanish, but also in English, French, Arabic, Russian, Portuguese, and Sephardic. Radio Exterior de España's shortwave broadcasts for Ukraine and Russia are broadcast in Spanish from 4 p.m. to 12 a.m. UTC, and in Russian from 6 p.m. to 6:30 p.m. UTC time, and that's, of course, in Spanish. So that's cool, and it's nice to see these broadcast stations, you know, thinking that shortwave stations can be 80 years old. You can just imagine when all of this started a long, long time ago. And it's nice to see that 80 years later, they think that such shortwave broadcasts are extremely important to be maintained.
They're pointing out the fact, too, of, you know, other forms of disseminating information that are being blocked or being interrupted, you know, for whatever reasons, intentionally or through breakdowns of systems or what have you. A portable radio, set of batteries, and away you go. Shortwave bands, you've got, particularly overseas, you know, it's kind of sad that we don't have the same volume of or variety of stations available in North America as much anymore, but 114 shortwave stations in the EBU area is pretty impressive.
Yeah, absolutely. And you're anonymous. You got that little radio somewhere. Nobody knows about it. And you get your news that you might need in some cases.
Especially now, I think it's coming to the forefront again. You know, we talked about that special document we've put together on Ukraine, the focus on Ukraine. And there's a lot of interesting transmissions going on out there have surfaced only because of what's going on.
Yep.
And, you know, they're looking for ways to reach the masses quickly in a simple fashion as well. I don't think you can get any simpler than radio. You basically don't need anything else but a radio.
Pretty much.
And away you go. So one big ham radio contest coming up this week that we want to tell you about. It is the CQ Worldwide WPX contest. It's a single sideband, so that's a phone contest. It is 2 days long, 0100 Zulu March 26th to 2359 Zulu March 27th, organized by CQ. The objective, quite simple. For amateurs worldwide to contact as many amateurs and prefixes as possible during the contest period. It's the major HF bands, 1.8 through 28 megahertz, no work bands for the contest, single sideband mode or phone. This is a big one. The bands will be crowded.
Oh, yeah.
And we were talking before the show discussing this WPX name that they put on this contest. I know a lot of ham operators who call it the weird prefix contest, simply because a lot of stations operate with special call signs and special call letters designated for their countries. So you may be hearing a lot of very strange call signs. You may need a very accurate ITU list of call signs beside you in order to make sure you know where each of these stations are operating from. So if you're into this sort of thing, and even as a listener, you don't have to be a ham. Tune across the ham bands March 26th and 27th. There'll be a lot of activity and a lot of really interesting places around the world operating.
A lot of people that I hear all the time having hard time with tuning single sideband. Well, that's a great way to get your hands on actually getting better at tuning the single sideband signals and hearing stations from islands and countries you probably never hear. So definitely something to try.
All right. We want to give you one more reminder this week of the funding drive going on at CKUT. We could really appreciate your pledges to help out CKUT keep the lights turned on and keep the transmitter warm and antenna maintained. If you like what you hear at CKUT and if you particularly like this show, you can tag your pledge actually for an individual show. So if you're pledging for our show, just let them know that. And the place to go online is ckut.ca/donate. You can make your donation online there, or you can pick up the telephone and call 514-907-9424. The funding drive runs through until March the 27th, so we'll have another funding drive show next week. But year-round, you can make a pledge to CKUT. Doesn't have to be during the funding drive, but it's a good time to do it now, and you have a chance of picking up some prizes and some goodies like T-shirts. Gilles, you have your new CKUT T-shirt on, which was very nice. So just check with the operator on the phone or check online to see what goodies are available in recognition of your pledge.
So we are out of time.
We are. We thank you for tuning in. We thank you for pledging to the CKUT funding drive. If you haven't done so, please consider doing that. We know it is difficult financial times for many people, so the amount of your pledge is not the important thing. It's the fact that you make a pledge. So please do so if you have the opportunity. We'll talk to you again next Sunday with our next edition of the International Radio Report on CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal. Have a great week, everybody.
Bye-bye.
CKUT is having a funding drive. CKUT is your community radio supporting events, culture, and shows, and playing the music you wouldn't even know you liked unless you heard it here. Give us a call, 514-907-9424, and give what you can.
Kick it in your stall, that's evil.